Hey guys, welcome back to the KZN Fishing Report. This is Angler News South Africa. I am your host, Vanessa Green. And guys, we are back from the trade show. That was the SAFTA Tackle Trade Show 2022 that happened this past weekend. And I can tell you that we are in for a treat this upcoming season, because the tackle that is coming out, especially from the guys at Daiwa and the Kingfisher, is looking absolutely phenomenal. Now you can go onto our social media pages to find out more about this. But for now, we are here with the fishing report to tell you where your rods are going to be bending this weekend. So over this past week, KZN has seen some very good bottom fishing on your offshore side. As for the rock and surf, it is still producing a lot of edibles, as well as a couple decent inedibles, and that's it throughout the entire coastline. As for the freshwater side, well, the Stillwater continues to produce some amazing trout, and Jan is going to tell us more about that. As well as when it comes to the bass, well, it is starting to feel more like spring and less like winter. The season is warming up and so are the fish, and we've got it all right here on Angler News South Africa. But before we kick it off, a huge shout out to our sponsors, the Kingfisher, and this is their featured product for this week.
Triple Fish Rhino Braided Leader Line has been specifically designed for the rock and surf angler. Ultra thin diameter, unrivaled knot strength, extreme abrasion resistance and low visibility make it the ideal rock and surf leader. Multiple weaves make it perfectly round and extremely sensitive. Excellent for South African conditions.
That's right, guys. Special thanks to the Kingfisher, and that is just one of the products that you can expect from them. I can assure you from the reels that I've seen, this is something you definitely want to pay attention to. So stay in touch with those products by following their social media channels. Now, kicking off the fishing report, starting off as always down the south coast, and that is your areas of Port Edward, Ramsgate, Margate, Yuvongo, Shelly Beach, and Port Shepstone. Well, guys, the fishing continues. There's still a fair amount of tuna on the bite. However, if you are chasing that rock and surf species, well, then it is bream, bream, and bream. The bream fishing is absolutely phenomenal. Pink prawns being the flavor of the week, as well as some good gary coming out. And along with that good gary is some real monster-sized cob. So it seems as though the shad has slowed down somewhat, but the rest of the species is certainly producing some action down the south coast. And in sticking with the south coast and not moving too far off from there, your areas of Scottburda, Pennington, and Rocky Bay. Well, guys, once again, numerous reports of rockfish species being on the bite, but these are mainly your carantine and blacktail. There has been the odd shad in between and the odd garrick, but not too much to be reported on from that end of the woods. However, the guys have told me if you are willing to put in the effort, you will be rewarded. Now moving on down closer to Durban, Amanzimtoti and Warner Beach. Well, we've got Gary from the Kingfisher Warner Beach with this week's fishing report.
Morning, chat. It's Gary at the Kingfisher Warner Beach. Good morning to you all. Well, there have been a few shad coming out and gary cow there. I heard that two came out at Winkle today. But otherwise, also some the odd cob here and there at night. Stumpy. But the fireworks still haven't started, so to the extent that we were hoping for along the stretch anyway, you know, a good day maybe here out in Yawney or so one day, and then the next day not that much again, but I'm hoping sort of from August and that something ought to happen. But there's always something if you're prepared to look for it, you know. And otherwise, a few sardines still about us if we're going past dribs and drabs. A lot out of Durban been reported, big shoals are off there. So sooner or later, they'll drift into the basin and the chaps will net them like hell there too. Especially once the water warms up a bit, they'll get lethargic and that and be an easy target, one would think. But otherwise, yeah, so there is something starting to happen. Let's just persevere. And the chaps who are getting the odd fish. Let's see what happens next week. Until then, go well and tight line.
Thank you so much for that, Gary. Well, the action is starting to certainly pick up. A nice mixed bag of species coming out at Warner Beach and Amanzimtoti. And Gary was waiting for August to come. And that is just merely a few days away. So let's check out your predictions very soon, Gary. But now moving on into Durban, where we've got Mike V with this week's fishing report. And this is what he has come back with.
How's it, buddy? Yes, the sardines did make an appearance. And the guys did try and net a couple of nets. I'm not sure exactly how many they got. But there was a small appearance by the sardines. Otherwise, it's just been the standard issue fishing. Lots of bronze bream. Good couple of cob, stumpies, grunters, some lacquer shad came out. There's been some grey sharks up and down the coast, a couple of blue rays here and there as well, mixed in the middle. Some garrick came out in the south coast, a couple up on the north coast, apparently about four come out of Blue Lagoon. In the bay, there's been some lovely grunter again that popped up. There was a few kingies, one or two garrick on the centre bank. Deep sea, the oaks are looking at getting some snook. The snook came rather wild and unfloating for a couple of days. And then from there, they've moved on. There was a couple of creeper in between them, some yellowfin tuna. And the O's got keelback on the bottoms. They got some lovely rock cod things like that. So all in all, the fishing is looking up. Just got to get out there, let the weather come right. And yeah, we should get a bite. Thanks, my buddy.
Thank you so much, Mike. Absolutely great to hear that the fishing is picking up in Durban. In fact, I would say a little more than picking up. It's sounding absolutely fantastic with the mixed bag of species that are coming through. Now, earlier on today, I was chatting with Brad Krubler, and he was telling me the sardines out at sea are so thick that you can actually walk on them. Well, I've got a report directly from the horse's mouth, and this is what it sounds like.
All right, good day, guys. This is Brad here from Rimsky Fishing Charters. Fishing report for the last week. Guys, the fishing has been pretty difficult the last week of Durban area. There have been some the odd keelback around, some nice doggers, the odd half cob. But yeah, the guys, in the deep, there are hundreds and thousands of sardines sitting in the 80-meter zone. So the fish have had this full buffet table the whole time. So it has been a little bit difficult. But guys, tight lines, keep it tidy. Guys, remember, quotas.
Thank you so much for that, Brad. Once again, reiterating what Mike V had to say with the fishing. And yeah, although it's a bit difficult, there is certainly some catches that are coming out from Durban. And it's certainly sounding like the place to be, where it is only going to get better. Now, onto the North Coast, where we've got Jesse from the Kingfisher Bolito with this week's fishing report and some great tips to go with it.
Hello, Vinesh. Hope everybody is well. And those who attended the trade show, the Saturday trade show, hope everybody's back in the office and rested and doing well. Hope some goodies came out this year, and hope to see all of that stuff in the tackle shop shortly. We've had a slow week. We haven't had too much that's happened, and unfortunately, I don't see anything, any changes, apart from a couple of garrick that have started to move into new areas, and that's been the trend that I've mentioned in the last 2 weeks now. We've seen the fish moving around, and there's been more catches more frequently in more areas. So we're on the up and rise there. Apart from the garrick in those areas that we've seen last week, and this week we've seen a couple more around together, not at together exactly. And as most people know, fishermen generally don't like to give out their spots, understandably. But I have heard of a good couple of fish coming out around together. So that's quite nice. And then moving down to Zinkwazi as well. And then if I had to put my money on it, I would say that the right place to go and target a garrick at this current point in time would be in the Tongaat River mouth area. Historically, it's been like that. This time of the year is good. If you want to go and spin and use lures, you can. It's not a problem. But you will have more luck on a live bait, unless the fish are moving around heavily and you haven't managed to pinpoint them in a certain location and you want to just move around, cover out of water, throw a plug. You know, kind of like a 1.5 ounce chaos plug. You can throw it around up and down the coast, almost all the way from Zimbali down to Tongaat River. And you're bound to come across a shoal of something. Whether or not you can get them to feed, it's a different story. But you can definitely give it a try, and that's important. As far as your other species like shad, It'd been one or two, but nothing spectacular. And then we have seen a lot of bigger stone bream around, which is fun to keep the guys busy. And apart from that, all of our north coast has been quiet, actually. The guys on the boat have been getting a couple of fish. When I say a couple, a snook again. We've just had an endless season of snook, which is quite nice. It's keeping everybody busy, seeing as there aren't a lot of other species around. The kuta have been, I think it's safe to say that it's their term has come to an end now, and we haven't seen a heck of a lot from that front. One or two tuna, I saw actually down in Durban, there's a really nice yellow tail that came out there, and then a couple of bottom fish, some nice mussel cracker. Other than that, guys, I'm afraid to say that we haven't had a great week, partially due to the weather. And then we'll see what happens in the week to come. But let's hold thumbs. Hopefully, we have something better this week, because we can't always have a good fishing week. All right, guys, have a good one.
Thank you so much, Jesse. Always great to hear from you. And thank you for sharing that knowledge on fishing for garrick with those plugs. We will definitely be giving it a throw in that Tongat area, which is predicted to be quite well for this time of the year. So I guess although the fishing is a bit difficult in Ballito at the moment, the snook is certainly still on the bite. And, well, I guess we still got something to catch. Now, continuing on the North Coast, we are at Mtanzini Banks with our usual correspondent Nick, and once again reiterating that the fishing is a little bit quiet, but he still has some very interesting news to talk about, especially when you are visiting his area over the next couple weeks.
Morning, Vinesh. We pushed one boat out this morning. The holiday makers that have come from Denmark, first time they've been through the surf, and yeah, I think they're going to have a great day out. The weather's beautiful. Over the weekend, the guys got a lot of bottom fish, and one of the boats managed some amberjack, but, you know, out at our point, they got plagued by sharks. Yeah, I mean, I think Sunday became unplayable. But something that's interesting coming up, on the 1st of August is the World Marine Protected Areas Day. And Mtanzini is in a marine protected area called Utigela. Now, I thought it was called Utigela because of the river, but it's not. Translated into English, it means something that startles. And if you look into the history of this marine protected area, they did went into like a submarine thing and they drove all around there. And they found a lot of animals that live in the sea here which need protection. And one of the fish that they got here, the spotted grunter. It's a breeding area for them. Sorry, it's an incoming call. Anyway, we often look at the sea here and we see all this muddy water coming up from Tugela and we moan about it. However, this muddy water is what the fish need to create food for them. In the old days, they used to have a prawn industry on the Tugela Bank. And they used to have, I think at one stage, 14 boats, dropped down to 6. And now that is a restricted area. You may not fish there anymore. The deep fishing, up until Saturday, it went gone off the boil a bit now. One group of people, they caught 6 pieces of fish. Sand shark, spinner shark, baby spinner. I think it's a stump nose as well, and shad, and pompano. And further away from them were a couple of lads fishing, and they caught 15 spinner sharks, of which the biggest was 8 kilograms, and one baby hammerhead. So it looks like the spinner sharks are getting ready to move out into deeper water, not sheltering in the surf zone, and the baby hammers will take over from them. From the river, I actually haven't heard of much that's happening at the river, so the guys are probably just catching, little breams and river breams and stumpies and the little grunters. There was something nibbling down there. And the pelican that's chasing the fishermen is still there making a nuisance of itself. Yeah, it's already got a hook in its mouth, as I keep saying. Doesn't want to learn. You have to really fight this pelican when you bring a fish in. It comes running and it starts to take it off the end of the line. And then when they throw it in, it, you know, the little one's back and it runs, you know, it starts to get them out of the water. So it really is a problem in the moment at the moment. But yeah, see what happens today. I think some guys are thinking of going up on the weekend. You see, if I don't know what it's going to be.
Thank you so much for that, Nick. Well, I guess, yeah, the offshore fishing is looking quite decent, but we're going to have to beat that tax, man. And I'm glad to hear that the rock and surf fishing is certainly looking good by producing a variety of species. However, yeah, well, I guess good luck with that pelican of yours. Now, moving on up to Richards Bay, we've got Ellie with this week's fishing report, and this is what she has to say.
Hi, Vinesh, I hope all is well. Fishing has been good this past week, despite the bad weather and swells. There were some bait balls spotted between the ships, as well as some whales and dolphins in the area. On the south, there were lots of salmon coming out, and on the north, where the water was clear and a few tunas were smashing, and being caught on porpoise or jigs, as well as some bottom fish. And in our harbour, it was very cold, but anglers have been catching garrick from the south pier from early morning sunrise. In our estuary, there's a few stingrays as well as some small salmon being caught. But that's all for now. Thanks, guys, and tight lines.
Thank you so much for that, Ellie. Always great to hear from you. And once again, another area producing the fish. Well, looks like Richards Bay is another one with a good mixed bag of species coming out from the offshore rock and surf as well as the estuary. Now going up to more estuaries into St. Lucia. Well, we are talking St. Lucia in Cape Vital, where we've got Mr. Jeff Ashwood with a fresh fishing report.
Hi there, Vinesh, and all your listeners. Fishing St. Lucia has been a bit tough of late again. Put the effort in and there are a few fish around. There's still kutas being caught, some big ones as well. I managed to find myself a nice queenie the other day, but also we're fighting the sharks, which is also a challenge. Live bait also not easy to get hold of at the moment, and the same thing seems to be happening at Bidle. Which is what is very interesting is the lack of snook around. I'm not sure whether it's just the fact that the guys are still targeting kuta and nobody's really targeting the snook, but apparently not much snook around. Till the next fish, guys, tight lines.
So, guys, that rounds off our saltwater report for KZN. Now, moving on to the freshwater, where it is certainly warming up. And Jan from Kingfisher Peter Maritzburg is going to tell us all about it.
Hey, guys, Jan here from the Kingfisher in Maritzburg. So, let's have a look at the weather, which, as we pointed out over the last week or so, has been rather meek and mild for midwinter. But, as the saying goes, speak of the devil, quote unquote, or step on the devil's tail, quote unquote. And it seems that maybe we did both, as there was a proper flash of winter this weekend as she showed us her teeth. I am, however, happy to be able to report that while I did put a slight delay in getting me out there on the water, let's just say that an extended breakfast and an early lunch were called for, with a bit of fly tying in between, while we waited for conditions to settle before venturing out, there were some fish out and about and happy to play along. Up here in the Midlands, trout is the name of the game and retains the crown for fishing winter still waters. With a recent spell of good weather, waters have warmed a little bit. Temperatures are now back in double figures for some dams, with some other dams hovering just below the double figure mark. And last week's prefrontal conditions meant for some great fishing. With the trout back on the feed, some excellent fish have been reported. Winter trout fishing is usually all about color. The brighter and more sparkly, the better. And while there was an initial surge of interest at the start of winter, the rest of the season has been a bit of an exception, with small natural patterns taking over from the usual egg, quote-unquote, patterns, blobs, and orange beadhead woolly buggers. Also, the rip and strip, quote-unquote, brigade that usually do well over this time, they just haven't, and a change of tactics and mindset was required. Fishing almost static has produced fish, and as mentioned last week, if fish are being iffy, and truth be told, when are they not really iffy? Just slow everything down. I was lucky enough to crack the knot to spend the weekend on some special water and managed to entice a good couple of fish to the net. including a first for me, a stillwater brown trout of 49 centimeters, that is 19 inches. Very happy day for me. The balance of the catching comprised of rainbows in the 30 to 35, that is 12 to 14 inch bracket, all shiny and silvery, giving a great account of themselves. With seven anglers on the water at various times, and everybody fishing their favorite flies, fish were caught in a wide variety, including woolly buggers, dragonfly nymphs, and minnow patterns. So unfortunately, there wasn't a one catch-all solution. Returns retrieved from the Natal Fly Fishers Club over the last week once again had a fish over 60 centimeters, that is 23 inches, and the bulk of the catches being in the 30 to 50 centimeters, that is 12 to 19 inch bracket. Some great fishing once again by the anglers of the NFFC. On the bass front, Albert Falls has been very slow of late, with only sporadic reports of a fish here and there. Local anglers Zain Habib and Arshud Mehta struck it lucky though last week after a very slow start of 5 hours on the water without even so much as a knock, and then happened to find the fish. Zain reports that fishing a soft plastic, they even had a couple of double ups and an excellent fish of 3.6 kilos came to hand, which is just shy of 8 pounds. Great fishing, guys, and shows that perseverance pays off. Not sure that I would have stuck it out after 5 hours of getting absolutely deadly squat. On the other hand, Midmar Dam still seems to be producing fish well on soft plastics, anything and everything, quote unquote, as one angler reported. The fish from Albert were in relatively deep, that is 20 foot water, indicative of the current cooler water temperatures for bass, that is, and keeping the bass on the bottom for the time being. The anticipation is, however, building for the spring storm, for the spring spawn, should I say, which should start in about a month's time. As mentioned last week, still early days for the Natal scaly anglers here in the Midlands. There have been some good reports, however, from further north, where it's no doubt just a tad warmer. The Buffalo River in the Newcastle region has been putting out a good show of fish. Still, as we keep on saying, you won't know what's out there unless you get in the water and throw a line. So tight lines, you all, and stop by the Kingfish in Maritzburg for the best in tackle advice, and chat to you guys again next week.
Thank you so much for that, Jan. Always great to hear from you, especially with your detailed reports and tips, and well done on that 49-centimeter trout caught on Stillwater. As soon as I saw that catch, I just knew that was going to be our cover shot for this week's podcast. And of course, sticking with our shout-outs, big shout-out to Zain Habib for perseverance. Guys, 5.5 hours without a bite, and then finally getting onto the fish. Well, guys, that rounds off our KZN fishing report for this week. It is certainly shaping up to be another good one. The conditions are going to be looking a little bit cooler. However, with the species that are around in all the various areas, there's certainly something to catch. Until next time, always remember, keep your fishing area tidy, respect your bag limits, and fish for the future. Guys, special thanks to the Kingfisher for making this show possible. We could not do this without them, and more so, we could not do this without the expert correspondents from their stores. So guys, always make sure to support those that support you, and in this case, the Kingfisher.
This show is proudly brought to you by the Kingfisher. The Kingfisher has stores in Durban, Warner Beach, Ballito, Kloof, and Pietermaritzburg.